Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Have been on all week, and today is undoubtedly the most famous and busiest day of the festival. Of course, it's Ladies' Day, but why are events like Ladies' Day or best dressed competitions at the races so popular? I'm joined today in studio by Barbara Power, of course, fashion and lifestyle journalist. Barbara's also the one of the judges at the RDS Dublin Horse Show next Thursday. Carol Kennelly is from Carol Kennelly Millinery in Tralee in Kerry, and of course, stylist and blogger Laura Mullett are all with me today on the programme. Barbara, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm just thinking of them all in Galway. They must be having a great time. The style is always fabulous. But just to catch you there, in case you gave someone a heart attack, the best dress is in 2 weeks'
time.
It's August 15th.
You're right. Yeah. That's the wrong date.
So you've got, there's 2 weeks to get busy with those glue guns, ladies, all those hats to make.
Yeah, because Galway is today, and then which is the Ladies' Day at Galway Races, and then the best dressed competition at the horse show isn't Thursday, 2 weeks' time. What makes, you know, the best dressed or Ladies' Day, whatever you want to call it, what makes them still so popular, Barbara?
It's all those fashion conversations that people have on the day. But I mean, they've been planning their outfits for months, if not a year. And it's a lovely spectacle. And, you know, people don't believe me, but the contestants are really friendly. I think a lot of them have become friends online. I'm not saying they're going to swap hats with each other, but they they support each other. And, you know, as they're queuing in the RDS, there's always the spectacle. And of course, this year, there's the opportunity to pre-register in advance on the RDS Dublin Horse Show site. So that means there's less things to do. You can relax, you can have your makeup done, your top up, and enjoy the spectacle. But it is a celebration of people's own individual take on fashion. So whether they're wearing new, vintage, rented, which is a huge growth area in fashion now. There's always the bit of, you know, I found this in the granny's attic. I bought this for a fiver in pennies.
Handed down from a mum or, as you say, granny over the years and rejigged maybe in some way. For you, Laura Mullett, like, what makes the best dressed competitions still so popular to racegoers?
I just think it's such an exciting, fun day out. And I think, as Barbara aptly said, about women kind of using their creativity, embracing sustainability and circular fashion, I don't think it's about spending a bomb to look good. It's about maybe honing your look, experimenting, like putting lots of effort into it, and maybe trying to think of a look that suits you, suits the sense of occasion, adds glamour. I think as well, dopamine dressing is so big coming into summer. So lots of bright colours. I think it's just a feast for the eyes, and it's definitely something I look forward to going to when I can.
Do you get many people who ask you as a stylist, Laura, to dress them or advise them for events or competitions like this?
Oh, 100%. But what I also love is that, you know, it might be the cart before the horse, where they might find the dream headpiece and then try and work the outfit around it or vice versa. But I do get a lot of people that, let's say, if they book me for, you know, a wedding, a guest outfit or kind of special occasion, they'll always go, oh my God, this is gorgeous. I could wear it to the races too. I think it's a brilliant aspect that when you buy something, you're thinking cost per wear. You want to maybe buy something that's so special that you can't wait to wear it again. So I think the races are a great chance maybe to wear it in a slightly different way, accessorize different, you know, go for a different shoe. But I do think Ladies' Days are brilliant. Like, my own little sister was over in Melbourne and she went to the Derby Day, and they do kind of black and white monochrome for that day.
Oh, lovely.
So I think how different cultures and different countries do it, it's just so fascinating.
There's kind of a circuit, Barbara, isn't there, of people who tend to go round, whether it's, you know, some people who'll be in Ladies' Day in Galway today for Ladies' Day will be at the RDS in 2 weeks' time for the best dress. But they could be in Roscommon, they could be in Sligo, they could be anywhere at any of the race meetings.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they catch the bug, you know, absolutely, and they enjoy it. And as I said, they become friends with each other, and they share intelligence on, you know, new things that they found. And of course, you see, the prizes are so good, like in the RDS now.
It's big money.
It's 10K from the new sponsor, 1664, and then there's like a best hat, that's a grand, then there's best dressed hair from Peter Mark. So, you know, and then at the evening event that I'm judging at around the corner in the Intercom, there's a cruise. So like, if you were a young girl and you were or a woman of any age, and in fact, I need to stop myself there, it's not Ladies' Day in the RDS.
No,
it's for anyone.
Anyone can go.
So, I mean, that's a good, a very exciting development there.
Carol Kennelly is with me on the line today because, Carol, you won, isn't that right? You were the best dressed lady at Galway.
That's right, back in 2008.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Well, I used to go racing all the time. And that particular year, I was 4 months pregnant and I was having awful problems trying to figure out what to wear. So my dress was pretty much a tent, but it was all about the headpiece and I made that myself. And my whole vision for that day was I was in bloom, literally, and I had a giant flower in my head and I was lucky enough to be chosen as the winner.
Now, you, of course, you're in the business as you're in millinery in Tralee and Kerry. So people will say, Asha, you had a kind of a great advantage because you sort of know the industry inside out.
Well, back then I wasn't. I used my prize money from that day to go off and do a millinery course. And millinery was just a hobby for me back then. But 2 years later, then I made a career change and I've been doing it full time ever since.
So winning Galway races in 2008 actually was the catalyst for you setting up on your own.
It changed my life.
Wow. So it is. It's much more then than a competition.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
And would you go round, Carol, still other competitions?
Not so much anymore because I sell hats to customers. So I live vicariously through them and their exploits. And I watch it from afar at this stage.
Yeah. Do you, Laura, when you're dressing people for any of the best dress competitions, are you dressing them to go or do they tend to be people who are entering the actual competition?
I tend to get people who are planning to attend a couple of them. They have these social events lined up. They're excited for these fun days out with the girls, but they'll be after coordinating in their WhatsApp groups to make sure the people aren't overlapping on colours. So if someone's wearing sunshine dandelion yellow, someone else is wearing fuchsia. I love that kind of girl chat energy. So what they would tend to do is go for kind of nice silhouettes, usually black colours. I don't get a lot of clients that are going for florals. In a lot of instances, there's been custom headpieces. And then if there's a colour block, sometimes the girls will swap headpieces, just depending on if they're going with a different crowd or whatever. It's just, I think it's just such a fascinating concept. Like Ladies' Day, sure, for over 200 years has been a big deal. But I think in Ireland now, as Carol has said, it helped her start her own business. Like, you know, in Galway at the moment, like it's a 10K cash prize as well. Like the horse show, there's 3,000 for best hat. Like that's money that could really help, you know, change the course of someone's life, yeah, as it has for Carol. So it's an incredibly positive thing. And I love the fact that women are using it as a chance to be their most confident, beautiful selves and to socialise and, most importantly, to have fun.
Carol, like if you were to advise somebody now on how to win at Ladies' Day at Galway this afternoon, I know we're probably a bit late giving people advice today when they're already on their way out to Ballybrit. But like, are there certain trends or things that come and go, particularly around hats? And I know they're often a big feature for people who are winning, but what would you say to somebody?
I think they should let their personality shine through. That hat, to choose the perfect hat, it's obviously colour is important, balance, scale and drama. But the right hat has the ability to make the wearer feel like a taller, slimmer, more confident version of themselves. And it's all about making a statement while still looking elegant.
You're judging in 2 weeks' time, Barbara. You're involved.
I am myself. And Clementine McNeice.
Yeah.
And
so if people are interested in going to the horse show now in 2 weeks' time, they can get all of the tips and tricks off you today how to win.
Colour is your friend. That's what we notice.
Really?
On the stage. And like, what I love is the conversations. I mean, 1 year we had, like, I think Laura Woods interviewed, was it 450 people coming on stage? And everyone loves sharing their stories. Carol is correct. It's all about, you know, bringing your personality and the outfit, not wearing you. I love to see people whose outfit has a little bit of attitude. It's a clue of who they are. They've got like a soundbite of 30, 45 seconds on the stage. So they're selling themselves with how they assembled their outfit. And
you have to do a little bit of an explainer, don't you, as to...
Yeah, well,
where you got it and what
people,
it is.
Yeah, it's not that we're inquiring. It's that we're interested to hear. You know, it's a celebration of fashion, you know, and particularly if it has a backstory and they usually have. But can I just say, I was the judge, one of the judges in Galway back in 2008. And I remember Carol's purple hat and the story about the glue gun. And she was up till midnight making it. And she went off to Lena Steen to do the course in Westport, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
And she was too bashful to say she was invited by Ascot to show her hats this year.
So, Carol, why didn't you tell us that? That's a great story.
So I have Barbara there promoting me. Why do I need to talk?
Exactly. Barbara, some of the listeners' questions on this, and there are obviously people maybe thinking of going in 2 weeks' time to the RDS. Do you have to wear heels?
Not at all.
Really though, now, if you want to be a winner, like if you see someone in flats, are they an ex?
Not really. I mean, some people find that heels give them more confidence. But like, as we saw last year, sometimes dragging out the big old high platforms, they ruin a look. Mm. So what I would say is, you know, maybe wear your flats on the grass and there's someone nice beside the stage who'll help you, you know, pop on the heels, you know.
So when you're going up for the actual judging part, have the heels on.
But don't be suffering for your fashion. I mean, these girls going around with plasters in the back of the heel and they're bleeding.
The like, blister no, pack.
Do not suffer for your fashion, girl.
Do you have to wear a hat if you really want to win? Let's be honest now.
Let's
you do.
Be honest.
You need a hat.
Yeah.
You gotta invest.
Yeah. And you can rent hats. Mm. And you know, we were joking about the glue gun. I actually saw one in Lidl yesterday. I meant to buy one and bring it into you to show you. People will be busy for the next month either taking hats apart or adding to them. And, you know, Carol said it was a hobby. There's an awful lot of people getting, you know, I think since the pandemic, people are getting very crafty. They like knitting, sewing, beadwork. You know, I think we'll find a lot of home DIY hats at the RDS.
Even just things, Laura, as well, like the, you know, the kind of hairbands now, the more subtle hairband things that people are wearing, that kind of gives you the idea of having something on your head, but it's not as, you know, sort of massive, basically, as a hat.
That's it. I think some people love, like, let's say Carol's hats are really tasteful. So they're like, you know, big flowers and all these beautiful designs. And they remind me of the kind of Tracy hats. But what I would say is, you know, going for a headband, I think you do need something padded that still makes a statement. I think a little bit of netting added to a hairband is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you do want to add that level of drama and make it more intricate and make sure that it ties in with your look. I think your head to toe look needs to be cohesive. And as the lady said about heels, I do think heels are important because they definitely impact your posture, how you hold yourself. And I think it's about, you know, shoulders down, you know, head back, shoulders back, and make sure that you're carrying yourself with confidence, because there's nothing worse than kind of someone wearing a beautiful outfit and then being bashful about it. Like, be your most confident, vibrant self.
If people, Carol, want to sort of do a little bit of an at-home make-a-hat job, is there any advice you have for them?
Experiment. With every disaster you make, come back to it in 6 months' time, re-look at it, and there's probably a jewel hidden inside there.
Really? Okay. So it is the kind of thing people can play around with themselves at home. Mm-hmm. So Barbara, for people that are thinking of entering the competitions, colour is a must, heels, a hat. If you have something, you know, kind of a sustainable outfit or a hand-me-down outfit or an outfit that has a human story behind it, does that sort of give you extra points? I think it's a bit on trend, you see. So,
yeah, I mean, we always say we never know what we want until we see it. But what I would say in terms of advice, try on the entire outfit 2 days before, you know, the night before, because sometimes you think, oh, I've bought a slip so the dress won't be see-through. And then you discover the morning it's, you know, 4 inches too long under the dress and you're trying to cut it with the pinking shears or the kitchen knife, you know.
Yeah. Does your makeup matter much in the appearance?
Well, I think grooming is important, and, you know, the cash people will be there at the RDS in 2 weeks' time, and they'll do little top-ups if you think you're getting a bit shiny under the sun.
Yeah.
Please, God, we'll have sun.
If
it's a rainy day, you know, borrow that big golf umbrella if you've got a big hat. But come back to hats, like, it you know, it could also be a very subtle headpiece. Mm. It's just so that your head isn't naked. That is, if you want
dress your head if you want to win,
if you really want to chase those prizes, because they are valuable.
Yeah. And just a final question: do judges deduct marks if the competitors, if you want to call them that, have too much tan on? You know, the kind of the orange fake tan. We've all been victims of that, Laura, over the years.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. And I remember 1 year down in Galway, the rain pouring down and the tan was there were rivers of orange.
Sun shimmer, I'd say, streaming down a Ballybrit over the years. Yeah. I've been there many times myself.
All I'd say is, if you're going to wear it, try and get everything to match. It's when the hands are four shades darker than the legs.
Yeah, I know. It could look brutal, all right. Listen, Barbara, thanks a million for joining us in studio today. That, of course, is fashion and lifestyle journalist Barbara Power, but also a a judge at the RDS Dublin Horse Show in 2 weeks' time. Carl Kennelly, of course, Milner from Tralee and Kerry, and two stylist and blogger, Laura Mullett. Very interesting, actually. And best of luck to all who were at the Galway Races and Ladies' Day there today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.